As countries across the globe scramble for COVID-19 vaccines, India has access to millions of doses, with plans to vaccinate 300 million people by August. But vaccine hesitancy and skepticism are hampering efforts, with the country reaching just 14 million people since the drive began a month and a half ago. From Delhi, special correspondent Neha Punia reports.
India, home to 1.3 billion people, has been devastated by COVID-19. More than 11 million cases, 150,000 dead. The government says the actual outbreak might be much larger, reporting that 1 in 5 people, or nearly 280 million Indians, could have already had COVID-19. It's the world's second worst hit country, behind the United States. In January, India launched the world's largest immunization drive, but not everyone thinks it's worth a shot.
You should take whatever is available.
For the Datta family in Delhi, most evenings are now spent convincing 59-year-old Sanjoy that he should get vaccinated. But Mr. Datta is adamantly against it.
The people surrounding me, they should get vaccinated. And so I'll be automatically protected. And I will defer my vaccination until at the last moment when, you know, I am pretty sure that, you know, reactions and all that will be minimal. Whatever benefits it will offer against the actual COVID virus versus the side effect of the vaccine itself, that needs to be debated.
His son Aditya, a COVID-19 doctor who was vaccinated on day one of India's rollout, has been trying to change his father's mind for weeks. Local media report 46 Indians have died after getting vaccinated. The government says the deaths aren't linked to the vaccine and that they are safe. Nevertheless, these reports have made some people doubt the shot's safety. It didn't help when last month the Dattas lost a close relative to COVID-19, they say after he got his first dose of a vaccine in the US. Aditya says his parents realized that some people can sometimes have adverse reactions to vaccines, but this is one of many factors making his father uncomfortable.
Probably this is what contributes to my dad being hesitant. And I hope that by the time his turn comes around, he'll have changed his mind, or that I can force him somewhere.
But beyond living room discussions, vaccine hesitancy is a real problem across the country. Since India started administering the second vaccine dose 2 weeks ago, half of the frontline workers and nearly 40% of healthcare workers have not shown up. Despite not reaching all essential workers, India says starting this week it will target 270 million senior citizens and those at risk. This vaccination center in Delhi is ready to give 400 people shots every day. But authorities say on most days, they see half that number. Frontline sanitation worker Sadhna says she too had to battle resistance at home to get her first shot. She's labored through the pandemic to keep Delhi's streets clean and is now eligible to get the vaccine free of cost. Poor urban neighborhoods like this one where Sadhna lives have been easy targets for the virus. Despite the very real threat of COVID-19, her family is unsure about the benefits of the vaccine. And Sadhna returns home to anxious questions.
How did it go?
It was fine, like any other injection. I feel okay so far.
A mother of two young boys, Sadhna says she spent days trying to convince her own mother that the vaccine is safe.
My mother didn't want me to get vaccinated at all. Many people had told her people can die after getting the shot, or that I could get really sick and would have to be hospitalized.
Indians can't choose which vaccine they'll get. This center is using Covishield, the Oxford AstraZeneca shot developed in the UK. Bulk produced by the Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, there are millions of these tiny vials at India's disposal. Other centers have deployed Covaxin, a locally made vaccine, which was given emergency approval without efficacy data. Prime Minister Modi has repeatedly defended this decision and on Monday chose to get vaccinated with Covaxin instead of the Oxford AstraZeneca shot.
Made in India. Scientists approved the vaccines after being sure of their impact. Don't pay heed to rumors and propaganda.
Experts claim the hasty approval and lack of transparency about vaccine efficacy is fueling hesitancy, and they say daily cases falling to less than 15,000 has also led to a false sense of complacency.
There is a misconception that herd immunity has already arrived
And then not only the worst is behind us, but the threat is completely vanishing.
India has managed to reach just over 4% of the targeted 300 million Indians so far, with better turnout at rural centres than urban ones. Sanjay Bhaskar lives with 11 family members in a salt mining village on the outskirts of Mumbai. A sanitation worker in the police department, Sanjay says he's happy to be the first in his village to get the jab, even if it means travelling a great distance to get to the closest vaccination centre.
Once I get the vaccine, I don't have to worry anymore. I can travel again safely. I won't have to accidentally worry about infecting my family. I want to go back to having a normal life.
While two-thirds of the population lives in rural India, it's in crowded cities where public health experts say the virus is still the biggest threat, where social distancing norms are no longer being strictly followed. And with cases surging again in some regions, experts are calling for a faster rollout of the vaccines.
India is in a unique position because of its massive pharmaceutical industry. Before COVID-19, 60% of the world's vaccines were manufactured here. And now, not only has it been able to manufacture enough to meet its own requirements, but to also export millions of doses to more than 20 countries in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and Southeast Asia.
The government says, as a responsible ally, India wants to help the world fight COVID-19, even as it fights to vaccinate its own population. Back in his village, Sanjay says the government should now let anyone who's willing to take the vaccine get a shot. He says he and his entire family would be more than willing to lead the way. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Neha Punia in Delhi.